Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think a popular one, you know, people do it for that kind of thing is they get those, they build those J-poles, you know, so you could make it out of copper, or you could put wires put those wires inside. You'd have to check the tuning a little bit on it, but that's kind of what some of them do. They put them in PVC. You know, some people are saying they're using them, you have to get like 300 ohm twin lead, and they're saying how pricey those 300 ohm twin lead is. So some people are happy when they explore some of that. You know, we've been talking in recent weeks and months. And, but yeah, people kind of do that with some of these J-poles, because a J-pole, right, it's a halfway, so it isn't ground dependent. So that's kind of for experimentation or that kind of thing, I would look into that.
That one does sound interesting. There was a different one, though, that I had seen with coaxial, and I think it ends up being roughly a similar idea to a J-pole, in terms of you have a coaxial segment that goes up on both sides, and you have that little smaller tuning thing. That it's basically a dead short somehow, and then up on the main antenna, it goes up, and it there's these segments that are, let's just say, quarter wave, probably on 70 centimeters, that where the antenna is cut out, and or where the shield is cut out, every quarter wavelength of 70 centimeters, I think, roughly, and somehow those parasitic elements are very, very useful in terms of the 70 centimeter, and then they just aren't useful and just not problematic when you're on the 2 meter transmit and receive. So that's what I had seen online, but I can't figure out the directions for it anymore. I think that's a rough idea. Yeah, passing it back to you.